Yes, again heralding the arrival of Mr. Sean Defoe, news reporter in Intrepid Air and all that goes with it, and a Waterford native and proud of it. Man eats more blaz per day since he emigrated to Dublin than most of the people I know. How you doing, Sean?
It's been a great revelation, I have to say, blaz being available around the country. There's blaz now in the Lidl 2 minutes down the road from me. I've possibly never had more access to blaz than, I do now. Well, this is it. They're never quite, you know, once they cross the border, it was always dodgy eating a blah in Ferrybank. If you went too far into it, it would start to taste a little bit funny, you know, kind of too far onto the Kilkenny side there. But look, we'll make do. When you can't be in the homeland, you have to take some of it with you.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. Getting down to the business of Twitter during the week, well, Bono certainly made a splash, didn't he? And quite self-effacive, let's say.
Yeah, it's really... you don't really see this side of Bono. I think a lot of us have this sort of like... impression of this sort of cavalier international superstar, and we all get a bit, we have that most Irish of things. It's sort of like a weird jealousy mixed with disdain for anyone who's been successful, you know.
Yeah,
the person who maybe went left and went up to Dublin, and you're like, oh god, he's got his awful notions. And Bono was the epitome of that. We literally couldn't get his albums off of our phones whether we wanted them or not. But yeah, he gave this sort of a somewhat depressed interview, it has to be said, recently to the Times, and he said that he still doesn't like the name U2. He really doesn't like the band, doesn't really like that at all. He also said that a lot of the songs he actually doesn't particularly like. He's embarrassed by a lot of these U2 songs, and that he feels he only recently learned to sing. He said he'd been in the car when some of his songs have come on, and he's been the colour of, as we say in Dublin, scarlet. I'm just scarlet. So embarrassed. Scarlet for you. Scarlet for your ma, for having you. And he added that the band sound incredible, but the problem is the Irish macho voice. So he thinks his voice kind of sounded strained, and his voice is something he's had trouble with in recent years as well, pulling out of some live gigs. But he thinks he kind of only really learned to sing properly in recent years. So kind of a sort of strange and very downbeat interview from him. You don't hear this side of very often.
Yeah, I was quite surprised about it all now too. I might say, you look at the likes of, like he said, what, Vertigo was his favourite song. I'd have to say that would be one of my least favourite. What about you?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. I think, I don't know, maybe Beautiful Day would be up there for me.
It's oh kind god, of nice yeah. To, like, you know, Joshua Tree, one even. Of the greatest albums of all time, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, you see, I was never the biggest U2 fan, I have to say.
Nor
then I was on a couple of years ago, back when we were allowed to travel, I was in New York for a UN Security Council gig that the Taoiseach was at, and part of the perks was that they were taking all of the Irish delegation to see U2 in Madison Square Garden.
All right.
And I have to say, I was absolutely blown away. They were unbelievable. And in Madison Square Garden as well, the rig and the setup. And I think if you were going to see them anywhere, see them there. But yeah, other than that, wouldn't have been massively, massively into them. And now it seems that even Bono wasn't massively into some of the songs.
Oh, I'm so surprised. Some of the comments, though, were great. Someone said, look, just get your sneaky so-and-so songs off my iPhone. I didn't put them there. Someone else saying, it's been 8 years. You haven't figured out how to delete them yet.
Yeah, if you haven't figured out how to get rid of them off your phone, but that's a you problem at this stage.
Exactly that. Or not just a U2 problem, let's just say.
Very good, very good.
Well, now, Boris Johnson, this saga rolls on, and the whole holding parties in a time when other people during COVID were told not to be congregating and all that goes with it. But this has taken another strange twist, hasn't it?
Yes. On
very
top of everything,
clever twist.
A very clever twist. The man is in so much hot water today. He's just jumping from one thing to another all the time, and people accusing him of blackmail and all sorts of things today. But Line of Duty fans would be delighted to see this on Twitter. So it's a spoof posted by the satirical artists led by Donkeys on Tuesday, and was actually retweeted by one of the writers as well. And basically, kind of lead character in it who's interrogating
people
all the time.
They're all kind of involved. In fact, I have a quick clip of it here. Will we take a listen?
Go for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a case of one rule for us and another for them. It was more like no rules for us.
I want to apologise.
The only thing you're sorry about is you got caught.
I believed implicitly that this was a work event. It could be said technically to fall within the guidance.
A work event? Do you often have work meetings where everyone's told to bring their own booze?
With hindsight, I should have sent everyone back inside.
You broke the law. It's you who should be inside.
Adrian Dunbar. That's who you were trying to think of there, I'd say.
That was it. Yeah. Yes, yeah, that was it. It's amazing how well it worked, how well you could just splice the clips in.
Do you know what, Sean? There had to be a bit of compliance in all of this. It was just so cleverly done. You know, I know that people can do exactly that, very clever things, of lifting clips off shows and all the rest, but I'd say there was a bit of collusion there somewhere.
Could have been a little bit of assistance there. Because they were asked, actually, one of the writers, because it does appear, certainly, to include some new material voiced by the line of duty stars, and they kind of coyly said, well, I can neither confirm or deny that, but it looks very, very well done. Enough for them to also get away and take a sidestep of responsibility for it.
Brilliant stuff. Sean, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of week, all right?
And you, Ollie. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.